Yisrael says, "V'nasati sareichem charva." No, it's Kol Yisrael will have terrible things. Like the Gemara, Rashi quotes that there'll be seven types of different tragedies that'll happen. You know, cheriv, and there'll be rav, and all this. So he says that, and it says, "V'nasati sareichem charva." I'll make your cities in ruins. V'ashimaisi es mikdashechem. I'll make your mikdash. You know, it's both mikbat and mikdashes will be desolate. There'll be a shemama. V'lo yariach bereach nichoyachem. And I won't say you're satisfying aromas. No, reach nichoyach. I won't have reach nichoyach. So what does it mean? V'lo yariach bereach nichoyachem. You're karbonus. You won't have karbonus. It says over here at the beginning, Hashimaisis mikdashechem. I'll destroy your mikdash. So what does it mean? V'lo yariach bereach nichoyachem. Rashi's bothered with it. Rashi's bothered with it. And we'll see that, interesting, even though Rashi has a pshat over here, but in Rabbi Sein Achreinim have a pshat in it that's neger lahalacha mamish bizman hazeh. We'll see what's neger. But Rashi says, Hashimaisim k'dasheichem, yochol min ha-kabonis, I would think it's from the kabonis. K'shu'ayim v'lo riach, arei kabonis amurim. It says, I won't
savor,
I won't smell your good kabonis, arei kabonis amurim. So the end of the pasuk means there's no kabonis. Hamani kayim. So what does it mean? Veshimaisim mikdashechem menagdudias. In other words, there won't be streams of people. That even when there's a base of mikdash, you know, like Ramban writes, when you went to Yerushalayim, there was no base of mikdash. There were just a few people there. Shayarshi soshim miskatches v'noyz lavisham. But when there used to be a lot of people coming, there'll be less people. And then another thing is, you won't have karbonis, meaning partial base of mikdash will be destroyed. Whereas even when there's a base of mikdash, there won't be a lot of people coming there. I once saw B'Shem Shulev Diskin says that Shulev Diskin has an interesting pshat over there. He says over there that the Gemara says in Yuma that I think it's 40 years, I don't remember exactly, a certain X amount of years, that even after the base of mikdash was chariv, there was a smell, aroma of the karbonis. The aroma of the karbonis was still there. So he says, Lariach, that even though it's still there, right? Like the Medrash says, you walk into a place that's psalmim, you walk out, you coil at some of the smells, even though the smell is still there. He says, but still, he says, you won't, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it says over there a few years they were mariach the rech p'tip d'artaris, but it won't be l'rech nechoyach. That means your base of mitzvahs will be destroyed, but the smell, even though the smell still stays, it won't be l'rech nechoyach. Okay, but we'll go on something that's negeir l'alacha. It's a mishnah. We have a zvachim you brought, right?
Someone,
right.
It's not the shame.
But it just means that the soft called soft, there is a reyach there.
Right.
So you think it'd be reyach nechoyach. So that's what we say, Rabshu Leib Kamash Vola. All right. So now, we'll go with the Gemara. This Gemara is in a few places, but it's Negei over here. We'll do the Gemara in Zvachim Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. There's two parts of this Gemara. And we'll do both. That's Negei over here. The Gemara says like this. Itmar. Amale bizman hazeh. Somebody brings up a korban bizman hazeh. Now, the reason the Gemara says amale bizman hazeh, not a sheikhet bizman hazeh, Tosis has a pshat that it's dafka Allah, not shchutes chutz. Right? Not shchutes chutz. But we'll see. Most Rishayim, Rashi, including Rambam, hold not that way. So we're going to go with that sheet because that's what's negeyas. So a person goes karbonis bizman hazeh. Rabbi Yechon Omer chayev. He's chayev. In other words, there's a disser of shchutei chutz. You know, Rabbi Makov chutz. Now, Reish Lakish Omer Potter. Rabbi Yechon Omer chayev. Kedusha Rishayna, the first Kedusha, and as we know, when they were Mekadosh Yerushalayim or Eretz Yisrael, Kitchel Lashaita, it was Mekudosh Lashaita for its time, calls man they had the base of Mikdash, V'kidsha la'asad lavoi. That kedusha stays. That kedusha does not fall away. Even though there's a churban, and even though Rav Kleistel is not necessary, still the kedusha still stays. That's what Rabbi Yechon holds. Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Reish Lakish says you're Potter, right? Why? Kedusha Rishayin, a kitchel, a shaita, v'loy kitchel, a asad lavadim. That kedusha was not, right? For the asad lavadim. Machloikas, we pass on Rabbi Yechon. Now we'll see what it's the machloikas telling, but first, Rashi. Hamala bezman hazeh b'chutz, he does something b'chutz. So Rabbi Yechon holds its chayev. Right? So Rashi says, v'hevela Yerushalayim beis ha-bchira. Rashi says, Yerushalayim is called a beis ha-bchira, meaning, let's first, Yerushalayim called v'shas issa ha-bomosi. And it's, you're not allowed to go ahead and be makriv on bomos. You're not allowed to be makriv outside, right? That's called an issa bomos. Now let's first do that Mishnah. The Mishnah, in the end of Zvachim, so it says like this. It says, a very long Mishnah. It says that we know they had the Mishkan. So it says like this: Atshalo hukum Mishkan, till the Mishkan was erected, the Mishkan in the Midbar. Hayu abamois muteris. We know, we see the avos, we see Adam Rishon. They were makriv karbonis. Where were they makriv karbonis? There was no Beis HaMikdash. Teretz is something called a bama. A bama is a pshat, a with bima, bama, that they made their own mizbeach, and they were makriv on their karbonis. You could do in your backyard. In fact, the Gemara says that Goyim can go ahead and do that. So, atchelo hushkim, hayobamis with Teretz, avoidu b'chares. Mishuhukim and Mishkin, once the Mishkin was built, Nesu habamos, the bamos became asa. There was an issa of going ahead and bringing karbonis on the outside, right? You can't bring karbonis on your own personal bum. You can't bring on the outside. That's the din of shchut echutz v'chulu, the din of shchitas chutz and avoda b'chutz. It says, and then it goes into what it is. Then it says they came to Herzl, they came to Shiloh, right? They came to Gilgal. So hutru abamas over there, abamas were mutter, even though they had a right. We learn that from Psukim, and then it says bola shilo nesu abamas, and then after the shilo was char bola nayve given hutru abamas. I'm just skipping over, and then it says, and then they came finally. They came to Yerushalayim. Let's just find the next part of the Mishnah. Yeah, Bol Yerushalayim Nesu Abamis V'lo Hayolahen Heta, and that's it. Once they had Yerushalayim, there's no Heta of Abamis. Okay, V'hi Oisa Nachla. Okay, that's called Sakilo Basam Amnucha V'la Nachla. So now, so Rashi says in Reish Lak, in Rav Yechinen, who says that if you're makriv bizman hazeh, so even though we don't have a base of Mikdash, but Yerushalayim is still called the base of Bchira. Right, Yerushalayim still has the name of Beis HaBchira. What does it mean as a Beis HaBchira? Because the pshat is that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash itself, but it's still called Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. That's called the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and therefore it's you have a Makom Yivchar Hashem, and therefore if you shecht outside the place Asher Yivchar Hashem, you're chayav. It mashma v'shas issa abamasi. So therefore, it has an issa abamas. That means he's learning like this. According to Reish Lakish, who says you're potter, Reish Lakish says it's potter if you makav. Why? So Vaisla is from Rashi that there's a heta abamas b'zman hazeh. That today, if you go shecht on the outside, it's mutter. You're allowed to go and shecht the carbon, according to Reish Lakish, out in your backyard l'shem shemayim. Yerushalayim, it became us. There was no heta bamas. Right.
So it's not totally on whether or not.
No. We'll see in the Rishayim. So the pshat is that according to Reish Lakish, once they came to Yerushalayim, there's a issa bamas, and that's it. Meaning, once Yerushalayim, doesn't matter what happens, right, there's no heta bamas in Yerushalayim. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and it's not Roy LePesach Oyel Mayid, then there's no din of, in other words, there's two halachas here. There's a din of, it's not Roy, it has to be Roy LePesach Oyel Mayid. That's what the Pasuk says by Shkutei Chutz, and it has to be roy something that knows if shech bali mumim b'chutz, you're potter, the Gemara says, because it's our roy lepesach oil moed. So nowadays we have no pesach oil moed, you can't go ahead and be makriv. Rashi learns that therefore there is no issa of bummus either. There is no issa of bummus either. Many Rishonim argue, they kind of know, once there was Yushalayim, it stays also forever. Rashi in Megillah, clear, says not that way, besides the diak over here. Rashi says in Megillah, on Daf Yud, Yeah, so Rashi says, all it means is that there's a din that it became also, and that's where you learn out that when they came to Shiloh, it also became also. The Gemara learns out, doesn't mean it's also forever. It means it was also when there was a base of Mikdash. That's all it means. Now that's why she says, Klar. Sheneskachi Yushalayim ain't a Kedusha la'olam. Mishachar v'hutar bums. I, it says potter, not mashra potter aval also. That's Rishayim's Tainan Rashi. The Ritva says in Megillah that the pshat is that he said also potter because Reish Lakish said, Rav Yechon said chayv, so he said potter, but he says it's even mutter. You're allowed to go it. Now, the other Rishayim who argue in this Rashi hold that even though the Kedushas of, according to Reish Lakish, Kedushas of Mikdash is bottle, but since the Banshim picked this place, once he picked this place as the makom that you can't have a base mikdash, you can't have Shiloh, you can't have Noivin Givon, this is the place, that means it's from then on, this is the last place, and from then, once you have that, there's no din of bamis anymore. The din of bamis also. That's derech agav, what comes out of machoikis, Rav Yochanan Shlokesh, according to Rashi. Okay, but akoponim, the Gemara says over here that that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you could, if you shecht bizman hazeh, right? If you shecht bizman hazeh, you're chayef. I the question is, is issa bamis? What's the issa if it's our roy lepesach yomar? Or it's ena chanami. It might be an issa to shecht on a bama, but how could you be chayef for shchut echutz? Shchut echutz is only if it's roy lepesach yomar. It can be brought up into the base of mikdash. Not right to be beit of mikdash. So Gemara brings the Mishnah that says we'll skip the whole the part of Mishnah with the gay us. Am Yabbi Yeshua Shemaiti Shahayu Makriven. You know what? I want to just do you have a sid over there? Just a sid there, any sid there. If this were an English touch, yeah, I would like to see how they touch. If they say anything, I want to read you an aura I once saw in Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Right, so we talk about Rosh Chodesh and Am Chanasata, Zman Kapar Cholav, B'Yosim, when they used to bring Ziv Geratzin, right? So we ask a Bakashim Rebbeinu, what is that? Mizbeach Chodesh B'Tziyon Tochen. Right, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, build a new Mizbeach in Tziyon, right, you know, establish a new, and therefore oilas Rosh Chodesh na'ale alav, and therefore we could bring up oilas Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, you should bring up an oilas. It's a good bakasha with carbon musaf, right? All the other tefillas, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv have not to do with karbanos. They might be connected, parallel to karbanos, but as we know, they don't have a mention at all about karbanos. No mention karbanos. That's why the Rishonim say. Taisus, we showing them that we can have tashlumin because it has no mention karbanos. But Musaf has no tashlumin. If you miss Musaf, you can't daven it after its time. Why? Musaf is neshalma parms v'seinu. It's we pay with our lips a compensation for the karbanos, and that you can't karbanos. You can't make up after its time. Right? There's no tashlumin for Musaf. And that's what Rishayim saying. Rav Futna has a very nice word. Rosh Hashulchan asks, that the Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad, they say Mizmor Shul Yom Shabbos in the morning, right? And Nusach Ashkenaz, we say it, they said after Shachris, before Kriyas HaTorah. And Nusach Sfarad, Nusach Ashkenaz, says at the end of davening, after Musa. L'chayrit should be, that's more correct, he asks. Because the Shir Shulayim was said, like we say, every day after Shachris. Musaf is, okay, Musaf also should be. So Rutna says very nicely, because really, the Mizmor, the Shir Shulayim V'mayim is shach to the Karbonis. Musaf is the tefillah that has Karbonis in it. So the Minig Ashkenaz is to put it where you talked about the Karbonis taka. And that's in Shabbos davening. It's a very nice part. But anyway, see, ask the Banshom, listen, Banshom, we'll talk about this, the Karbonis we have to bring. Mizbeach Chodesh Tochanet. Now, on all the Sofin, what do we daven? We also ask. What do we ask? Bnei Beis Chakavat Chila, right? Or Shabbos, right? Right? Musuf Shabbos. Yeah, Yirotzen. Right, we should be able to be makriv, nakriv of name mitzvecha, bnei beis chakav atchila. Musaf is the only time we say mizbeach chodesh tochen lahem. Even Musaf of Shabbos Rish Chodesh, we don't say those words. In the Atei Yitzata, we don't say those words. Whatever reason, we change the nusach around, but those words mizbeach chodesh tochen lahem, we don't say only on Rosh Chodesh. However, I once saw, and with this, it's not my teretz, somebody said this teretz, a very nice thing. So anyway, the Gemara says like this. Amar Bishua, Shemaiti Shay, Lashon over here is Shahoyu Makriven. The places, all the places in Shas where it says Shemaiti Shemaiti Makriven. I'm not sure if there was a time that there were Makriv, but I don't know if that's referring to, because other place doesn't say Shahoyu. But Bishua says you could be Makriv Kabonis, Makriven Alpha Bishem Bais. Even if you don't have a base of Mikdash, you could be Makriv. Va'ochlim Kotche Kadoshim Alpha Bishem Kaim, even though you don't have the curtains around, but you can eat in the Makom Azara. Kotchem Kalam Ma'aser Shein, you could eat in Yerushalayim, even though there might not be a Chaim around Yerushalayim. Why? Mipnei Shekadusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi. So therefore, since you could have a base of Mikdash, according to Bishua, you could be Makriv Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, that's where Rabbi Yechon holds. He holds like this Tana, like Rabbi Yeshua. The Shulk shows like a different Tana, the Gemara says. And you can be Makriv Karbonis. So Karbonis nowadays could be brought up. And since Karbonis could be brought up, therefore it's called Roy Pesach HaMayit. You could have Karbonis. If you have Karbonis, if you're Makriv Karbonis in your personal Boma outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Makom HaMikdash, outside of the Makom Mizbeach, more correctly, you are chayiv, that's the din. If you're makrived out, you're chayiv. So technically, what the Gemara is saying over here is you could go ahead and be makriv a carbon, right? Now,
how can you do this?
How could you do? You're a kohen, right? So I'm going to, sorry, you're going to hear something you're not going to like, Yankel, sorry. But let's first see the Rambam. The Rambam in a few places. The Rambam says like this. In Hilchas Beis Abchira, so the Rambam goes into the Mizbeach, this, how they Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash, how they Mekadosh Yerushalayim, and so forth. Let's find out what the Maror Mekoymus. Yeah.
So there's no
Risoy, Adam, there's no Risoy. Yeah. One second, we'll get to that. So
then
so Rambam, he says, when they went up, when he goes into the, what happened, how Avram Avinu and so forth, we'll do those a little later. Shloshin Avim, Olu Imam Begola, Echad, Heidlem, Mokum Mizbech, Echad, Eilem, Idoisev, Ve'echad, Heidlem, Shemakrivim, Mizbech, Hazeh, Kol HaKabonis, Alpha Pishen, Shembayis. One was made, Rambam says, they made Makriv Bais. Now, the Rambam himself says later on in Perek, I believe, Vav, in Perek Vav, yeah, in Beis Abchir, listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Makom Shalom Nasu Kol Eilek Tzezel Neskadosh. He's talking about how to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim. That's what Ezra did, and so forth. He says, I, Ezra, how was he Mekadosh? They were missing certain things. there was no melech, there was no urim tumim, and you need that. So the Rambam, the man is kasha, but kedusha rishayna, shekitcha shleima. When shleima melech was makadish, Yishalayim, the makom mikdash, shu kiddush azar v'yishalayim l'shaita kiddush aysen l'asalav. Like this one knows, kiddush l'shaita means kiddush l'shaita, kiddush l'asalav is shleima melech kedusha. So even though the aretz was bottled and they came back, so Ezra just did it as sort of he made a tekis, but not that that was really makadish. Lefikach, the Rambam says, alachta as well. Makrivin hakarbonis kulan afapisha ein shom bayis bonui. Va'oichlim kotchim kalim b'chol azar afapisha chareva. Ve'in mukafas chitza. Va'oichlim kotchim kalim u'maisa sheni b'chol Yerushalayim. Afapisha ein shom choyma. Shekedusha v'shayna kitchel shayta kitchel asad lava. Right, that's the Rambam paskins, that you makadish Yerushalayim, and the kedusha stays, the churban is not machur the kedusha. Right, but the Rambam's famous thing is v'lamani oima. He says it's only in Yerushalayim, the mikdash Yerushalayim, and many say that's the pshat in the Rambam that mikdash means Yerushalayim, the gabi the din of nowadays that you take a lulav in Yerushalayim. He says v'lamani oima mikdash Yerushalayim shekedusha yishoina kedushas and laasad lav kedushas shar eretz yisrael in shvius meisus. I we know shvius is darban and meisus darban. Why lo kishas lava lefish kedushas a mikdash Yerushalayim b'nei shechina. Because the Kedusha Yerushalayim has to do with Shechina. The Shechina ain't a betel. Shechina is not bought. Once the Shechina is there, the Areyu Oime HaShimaisi, right? The Taka, the Parasha Shimaisi, as Mikdashaychem, the Amuchamim, Afpi Shashemin, and it's, for Nagamar's Masha, not like Rashi. So, but Shimaisi Mikdashaychem, the Mikdashaychem will be destroyed. Not like Rashi says that the Stam people won't come up to the base of Mikdash. Afpi Shashemin, Mikdashosin, Hein Oindim. Even though they're desolate, it's not there anymore. They're still the kedusha. Yerushalayim still has the kedusha. Avachir va'aretz b'shvius amaisus enop neshu kibush rabim. And once that's taken away, that's like a kinyan is gone. So you do a taka Reb Hirsch Kalisha, right? The Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha. You saw the new print that they have on it, Pini. They reprint. They did a new job on it. So Rosado Cook recently printed. Yeah, but this. The Rishon Lezion, right. So I have one. My grandfather, my mother, was from Kalish, and he was Sam too. I don't know if you have one, but I have one that's printed in Taka, I think in Kalish, I'm not sure. He was the Rav of Kalish. And Kiyadua, he wanted to be Makrav a carbon Pesach. And big tumult, all the Gedolim got involved. But I said, what do you mean? Makrivan Alpha Bishem Bayez, the Archener, and the, he was a Talmud of Kivega. He used to sign himself Tzvi Hirsch, I forgot his father's name. Talmud Rav Kivega, that's how he used to sign himself. He was talking, you know, and Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha. And Megid Dolim were against it. So the Chafetz Chaim, basically, that's a whole pull mitzvah tnei atzmai. The Chafetz Chaim, he doesn't quote him, but in Zvachim on this Gemara, the Chafetz Chaim taka Zaymid, why don't we makrav karbanas? Why do we bring up a carbon pesach? Right? Why don't we makrav a carbon pesach bizman azeh? This is a different print, let me just. Mine is the old print. Alright. Yeah, here it is. Kaimelon, we paskin like Rav Yechinen. Alright? So in the middle he says, Makriven af b'shein bayis. Kain pasuk Rambam, the Rambam we just read. Mishum de kedushas a bayis v'yishalayim lebatam kain pasuk ha'shein. After kedushas ha'aretz and so forth. So we see. He goes into. By the way, if you have any doubt that the Chafetz Chaim was a big goyin in learning, you know, Mishabur is also not, but that's more achrayim. Over here, you see how he's mamish shaysik and mishaynim. You see, he's godless in learning. It's really unbelievable. We call elam uvor the sphere kedushas bayis l'batla the kitchigam lasid lavei. Let me just find it over here. She says that basically you really here it is. Vada. The afshe shasamnu befnim, the makrivim bezman hazeh, afa pishem bayis, mekol mokum, yeshlis bein harba oidois shab. The other problems. He says the exact mokum in the mizbeach, that way all tmei mesim and to be maimed the mizbeach, even though tum is hutcher betzibur, that's once you have a mizbeach. Tainas, but to go in lechatchila, you have a problem. how are we going to be makriv? And he says, we're not going to have a tzitz. He says, gam b'she'en lanu k'sav yichus. We don't know all the kahanim, if they're really kahanim, Yanko. I'm sorry to say to you, right? Even though we do make a bracha on pigeon aben, we do make a bracha, or when you do petach chamar, everything. But lemaisa is, he says, not so poshut. Like abedus, he wouldn't be makel so much. You have to know it's yedua. The goyin used to be poid himself every time he met a koyin. Till he met a befall hamburger, he always used to give a koyin money.
Chatzkan himself was a
koyin. Okay, right, okay. So im yesh lismocha chazaka v'gam oidois tcheles. Says the tcheles shanu tzvichin la'avnet. You need for the big day kahuna. He says we don't have tcheles. V'im yazven yashem nevar kol pral mekoyim. But that's what he says. Okay, so but technically you could. In other words, that's not called ain a royal. It is royal pesach oil might. We just don't know where the pesach oil might is, and we don't have a gartel an avnet to go ahead and wear one or whatever. It's a technical problem, but it's not the same thing as you know, not being able to really do it. Okay, in other words, it's not the pshat we're an oinus, we don't have. The pshat is we could it, but we don't have the capability to do it because of technical zachin. If somehow we'll find a kid, put him away, make him Torah, find out the exact makom of mikdash and so forth, we can go ahead and do certain things and make a tzitz or whatever it is. Okay. So that's the Rambam. But technically, that's a pshat in the Gemara. That makriven afa pi she'ein b'bayis. Okay. So now, and the Rambam Taka follows with this in Hilchos Maisa Karbonis. Maisa Karbonis, the Rambam says in Perik Yutes, Halacha Tes Vav. Mi sheshochat kotshim bizman hazeh vehele chutz lazara chayev mipnei shehu roi lekarev bifnim, because it's right to be makav bifnim. Sherei mutal lahakav af bishem bayis shekedusha rishayin kitshashayit kitshaslava. So there is a din of shchutei chutz nowadays, right? There's a din of shchutei chutz. Now, then there's another. Izzy, if you don't mind, I'm sorry, busy. Gemara vaydazara. Let's see this gemara for a second. I'm a perk olive. Thank you. Now, there's a Gemara like this. The Gemara says, if you makdish a behemoth, Gemara you'd give him a days in a way the Zara. So Gemara says that if a person goes ahead and is makdish bizmanazet, no sauce you'd give him out. You're now gonna be makdish bizmanazet. Right? Because what are you going to do with it? V'im hikdish, v'hichim herich, behema ta'aka, peyus k'susa kem yikavu, right, and so forth. V'ezu, what do you do to the behema? In other words, it has to become a baal mum and you poyed it. Nel b'fdel sefner v'im meisum alei. You let it die by itself, whatever it is. You can't, I'm going to buy it. So the Gemara says, that's what you do. Frek the Gemara, v'nishchut mishchut, it says, why can't you shecht it? Oh, so it seems this Gemara, the Rashi explains, Shchutei Chutz, Abed HaKabayis, you're not Chayv Abed HaKabayis. Okay, whatever. It's like the Gemara, V'lishvei Gistra, right? Why don't you go ahead and like cut it in half, right? Like, cut it like a piece of salami, the Gemara says. Haleka B'zayin Kotshim, the Mesa, Maher, V'takol Haleka, the L'achrim, nobody's going to eat it because you stopped it. So Gemara says that's called loisasun kein l'shem alakecha. You can't destroy kadosh. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi says a different reason. Shenira kematul mum bekotchim, because it looks like you matul mum bekotchim. Frek the Gemara, nira mum al yehu. So Gemara, what? Yeah, so Zok the Gemara, hani minu bizman shebeisam miktekayim the chazi la krava. Hashu de la chazi krava less than ba. Okay, now. Pashas, you would learn, really, this is going to be the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, but he asked on the Rambam, really it's on the Gemara. What do you mean, it's not right, it is. It's right to be makrovit. So you say, the Gemara is going with the mandam, that you're not makrovit, it's manazeh. So listen to this Rambam. Remember, we learned the Rambam holds, there is shchutei chutz, the Rambam holds, you could be makrovit, it's manazeh. And yet, this is the Minchas Chinuskash, I'm going to say over now. And yet, in Perek Aleph of Yisur Mizbeach, Halacha Zayin, Hamatel Mum Bekotchen, if somebody's Mutel Mum Bekotchen, Kodesima Eina Kutia Loike, Sharei Nemer Bekorban Kutin, there's a Nissa. Mepi Yashmuel Lomdu Shizu Azor Shalo Yitim Bamum. Okay? The Eina Loike, El Bezman Shabei Samik Nishkayim. Sharei, however, the Korban Posse, Bezman Azeh, he says, the Rambam says you're not Loike. He calls it Yoivo Loise, but he says you're not Loike. It's not the same law. What do you mean? The Rambam paskins that the Bezman Azeh, you can be mark of a carbon. Bezman Azeh Yechai for Shchut Echutz. So why shouldn't there be a din of Matl Mum Bekotchim even Bezman Azeh? So there's a few Mahalchim here, it's late, so I'll tell you just one. I'll give you a Mar Mokum first to look at the Nitziv in this week's parish, I think he refers to. And they talk in Shasan, there's a Chazayin Ish. And the Chazayin Ish sort of says Derech Agav without saying that Rashi Taka doesn't learn this way. The Chazonish seems to learn like this, that even though Makriv and Afri Pishayin Bayis, and you could go ahead and be Makriv Karbonis Bizman Azeh, but there's no Chiv to do it. The Chiv is not there. The Banish, I won't have a satisfying aroma, he learns as the Pshat is, the Banish doesn't want you to be Makriv. That's why once he destroys the base of Midrash, it's not brought up l'reich nechoyach. You could be Makriv a carbon, but the din is that it's no chiv to be Makriv a carbon.
So
that's basically. Yeah.
So what's the chiv of davening?
Oh, okay, good. So we do it because of what they once did. And chana, do it because of once they want. You mean if you could?
Yeah.
Mark of a carbon. Yeah, but the mice would not bring mark of a carbon.
Right.
It's a good point. You have to know what davening, if did they daven at the time of the base of Mikdash? Okay, so let's leave that right now. So mainly it says like this, that the din of makriv and afri babayas means the carbon's a good carbon. Therefore, if you're makrivit, right, then the pshat is you did something which should have been done inside. So you're over for Shchut Echutz. Masha Enkein the Din, which is the Pashas of Gemara, that if you're Makrav Bizman Hazeh, the Pshat is, not Makrav, Matl Mum Bizman Hazeh, the Pshat is you put a Mum on a Behema that's supposed to go up as a carbon. But there is no Din you have to go up as a carbon. Or it's usually the carbon has a Chiv to be brought up. This doesn't have a Chiv to be brought up. It's Hektish and could be brought up. The Rambam holds at the din, and that's the Pashas of Gemara. The Gemara says, Bizman Azeh, there's no din of Matl Mum Bekotchim. Shreda learned that the Gemara is talking only according to the Man Domer, Ein Makriv and Bizman Azeh, especially the Chofetz Chaim and Rambam Paskins, that we see that that's the halacha. One second. So therefore, the Rambam holds that that Isser is only when there's a Chiv to bring it. Oh, so I heard once of Mary Dick of Art, listen to this, a very Shane of Art. It comes out that according to this Chazon Ish, that there's no chiv to bring karbonis. Even if you're all like the Rambam, makriv and afri, we paskin, makriv and afri bayis, but there's no chiv. So it's very good. What do we ask for on Rosh Chodesh? You just give us a mizbeach. If you give us a mizbeach, that's what we're lacking. We're lacking a mizbeach, right? If we have the mizbeach, then we can be mark of a karbon musaf. Why? Because makriv and afri shem bayis. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the din is that to be Deuche Shabbos, you need a Chiyuv. We don't have a Chiyuv Bizman Azeh. It wouldn't be sufficient to have a Mizbech. You need a Beis HaMikdash. That's what we ask. B'nei Beis HaKavetchila, very Shein of Art. In other words, in order to go ahead and be Makriv Bizman Azeh, you need a Beis HaMikdash in order to be Deuche Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why even Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that falls on Shabbos, we don't say B'nei Beis Mizbech Chodesh Tochen Lehem. Right, establish a new Mizbech. The only time we say is Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the week, you could bring up, it would be a nice thing, make for us a Mizbech, and we'll bring it, we want to bring up a Mizbech, right? Rosh Chodesh. Masha Enkein on Shabbos is Yom Tov, you can't bring it, because the mitzvah is Deuchen, there's no mitzvah. Very Shein of Art.